Why are you laughing?
You have any tokens for the machine down the street?
Welcome to the Why Are You Laughing podcast!
Alrighty.
Had to get some classics to start this thing.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. We gotta get the intro rolling.
It's the Clappinator once again, my guest, LD, Lid for short.
All right. Solid intro. I like it.
Oh, man. Excited to be here. What's poppin', player? Hey, man.
Same old with me, dude. How's it going?
I'm tremendous. Excited. I'm slow motion with it. You know how I do. I just podcast, play music, and sit there like a lump on a log.
I'll lay back. That's how we like it. Is that the new apartment I see in the background?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Dog, it's
all,
okay.
All done?
I'm all sad.
Settled in?
I'm really sad. You know me, dog. I throw parties. That's what I do. That's my thing.
You can't?
I could. But I mean,
all you got to worry about are the neighbors. I mean, they'll get over it.
The one thing I'm thinking about is this. This room that I'm in right now is like my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if I wanted to do something small in here, maybe I would think about that, because this room is actually over the office of the people who rent to me, and they're gone by 4:30 and they don't work weekends.
Sounds like a plan to me. I think, you know what?
Maybe in the
car. You got it all figured out already. You got it all figured out. So
I'm
all
thinking
you need to do is
just... But this space is really cool. You know, I got like my bed's over here. You can't see it or whatever, but there's a lot of space in here.
There you go.
Know?
I like
I
it.
I got a walk-in closet on this side. I've never had a walk-in closet.
A walk-in closet. I didn't have a closet until I moved to this house. And let me tell you, I don't want to go without one. Yeah. You just have the dresser, and sometimes you hang like the meeting suits off the handles of the dresser and stuff.
I know.
And that's all you got.
I know, right? So. This is the first time that I've actually had... This room is probably bigger than both of the rooms upstairs at my grandpa's house combined, to be honest.
Really? Oh,
square
wow.
footage-wise, sure.
You're already ahead. You're coming up in life. Let's go.
Yep.
I like it.
Good old $9.25 a month. Tremendous.
That, let me tell you, dude, with the way things are right now, like,
That's
I've been,
cheap.
Okay, so I've kept my ear to the ground with apartments and stuff like that, and $9.25, you can't even... A studio. You can't find a studio for $9.25.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's insane. So you are blessed, my friend.
It's crazy. Like, I got to tell you, it could not have come at a better time. The woman that I met that got me this apartment.
Yep.
She doesn't own the apartments, but she's just like the sort of secretary, realtor sort of person that finds people to get in the places. And so one day, I'm like homeless at this point, almost. The house is sold.
Yeah.
You know, there's already a buyer. Yep. My dad's like, "Man, you got to get out." Bleep, bleep, bleep. And I'm like, okay, yeah, thanks. Great. I'll work on that for you.
Yeah, I'm right on it. Thanks, bud.
And so I'm like, I'm basically crying myself to sleep at night saying I need to find something or it's
you're sleeping out of the car in like a week.
And I barely fit in my car as it is. So, you know.
I know the feeling. Yeah.
So it's like I'm praying at this point, please, like, let's get something. And one day I'm in the car with my dad, and I'm triggered, and I asked him a bunch of questions about, like, why. I wasn't angry. I was just, like, just sort of trying to stay calm and ask small questions of, like, why are you doing this sort of thing?
Right, yeah.
And he didn't have an answer, which is okay, whatever, that's his life. But then the next thing you know, I get a phone call from my mother, who's obviously looking with me to find apartments.
Yeah.
She goes, you need to go to Tasulis's right now, which is the realty company.
Yeah.
So I come to this building, and I go downstairs, and I talk to the woman. So sweet. Donna is like the nicest lady. We're talking. Next thing you know, I fill out my application right there, and I hand it to her. I says, it would be really great if we could put something together.
Right.
And she was looking for somebody to move upstairs that's quiet. I'm
never
home.
Well, there go the parties out the window.
I know, right?
Ugh, great.
So anyway, she looks at the application. She goes, your last name's Clapp? I says, yeah. And she goes, I used to work with a Clapp. She goes, Malcolm? I says, yeah, that was my grandfather who used to live here. She used to work with him at the bank that he managed like 40 years ago. And she remembered him. From that point on, Luke, we click.
There you go. So your family's always been in like the Keene, Marlboro area?
Yeah, my grandparents on my father's side are from Lebanon, New Hampshire.
Okay, all right.
So
scenic Lebanon.
Yes. Very unruly Lebanon. And so anyway.
Right.
They moved to Marlboro in the 70s, so they lived in Marlboro for basically the remainder of their lives, my dad included. And so the next thing you know, my mother, she lived in Concord and then moved to Keene with my grandfather and her mother, but then her mother ended up passing away in the 80s. So her dad moved back to Concord, and she stayed here because she was pregnant with me. And that's the story.
That's the origins.
Let me ask you a question about the whole Ultimate Frisbee thing. It's always interested me. When did you guys start playing that?
Because
it seems like a wicked tight-knit group that I was so privileged to be a part of for a couple days.
I wish you would come back because
I would love to.
You were very, very good. You come up and you just competed and you
naturally
naturally.
That's what I do.
So this guy Sam, he comes up and he is just you made yourself known on the scene right away when it came to Frisbee. So, the way it started was, so it was Chase Riley who got it like all going together for like the tournaments and stuff like that. And it was him and Alex Giannakis and they started like, you know, forming the tournaments and stuff like that. We would always like play pickup games and stuff like that. Just as like a fun thing for people to like meet, get to know each other and stuff like that. But it really like, just snowballed into like, hey, this is actually pretty fun. Yep. And it's good exercise. So, you know, like we just kept doing it. And so that's when the first tournament started, which I was actually banned from, which, you know, don't even get me started on that. I'd love to tell you the story, but, you know, some people who may have been involved with that may be watching. So, you know, I don't want to name names.
Squirrel, rest in peace.
Right. So you already know. But no, basically the gist of it was someone's parent didn't like something that I posted to a group chat in which we were all posting stuff to the group chat. That was just, you know, it was basically, so Romeo will know this, the name of the, I don't even want to say the name of the chat because it's going to get people pissed off.
Triggered. But,
It will offend some races of people. Anyway.
Oh, great. That's just what I wanted to hear.
Exactly. So so the chat happened, and like it was something I sent that parents saw, and they were like, okay, you're like bad association or whatever and stuff
Been there.
And so I was just like, okay, fine, whatever. And then the first tournament came up, and I was like, hey, I want to be on a team. And the person who was organizing that tournament was like, you're not going to be on a team. And I was like, excuse me? And then it was a whole thing. And then I was like, okay, fine. And I didn't want to even play anyway, you know, as I cried into my pillow.
So what year is this going back? Like, is this
2015?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is like six, seven years ago.
Right.
I had just met everybody. Like, Romeo. I had just moved to his congregation. I just met everybody by then, and I was already part of like the group that was sort of like edgy with the memes and stuff like that. And
edgy with the memes,
as the adults would say.
I'm too old for this conversation.
I am too old for this conversation. I am 23 years young, my friend, and it's okay. The more I think about it, the more I'm like, hey, listen, I'm kind of up there in years. But yeah, anyway, that's how that whole situation happened. And then eventually I was unfake this fellowship, and then I could come to the tournaments and stuff like that.
Unfake.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway.
That's what it felt like. That's exactly what it felt like. I was just like, oh, okay, so that's how it's going to be. Okay.
Okay, so you get on a team eventually.
Yeah.
And then it continues and spirals off into this sort of culture. Like when I started showing up, I just met Subby and he started joining the band or whatever. And then the next thing you know, it's like I go out to hang with him or whatever in where do you guys play? What's that field?
Merrimack.
Yeah, so I started going out to Merrimack with him and, you know, sort of getting to meet everybody. And it just seemed like a wicked serious thing. Like people were
Oh, dude,
they had their colors and flying their flags and stuff like that.
We get very, very competitive.
This is dope. Like, that's the stuff that I grew up with. Because I used to play basketball, like, every Monday night. And, and it was very, very, like...
Even the pickup games. Even the pickup games, it's just we...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we played yesterday, and I was getting very angry. I was getting angry at me. I was getting angry at other people.
I suck!
I did suck. Let me tell you. Okay. So there's one player. His name is Chandler, and he's like 6'5". This guy.
Yeah.
And he's usually very, very quick. And I try to lead him on with the pass, and he doesn't get there quick enough. And I'm like, why me? Why? Every time. Mm-hmm. But yeah. No, I just kept missing guys wide open, and I was just like, today's not my day. So the frisbee came over my head and stuff like that, and I didn't quite get it because I'm short, and so it fell on the ground. I just started punching it on the ground and stuff like that, and I kind of sprained my hand doing that. But you know, it felt good at the time, but it didn't feel good so much later, and it pretty much ruined the rest of the day because I couldn't throw properly because of the sprain in my hand.
Dude, I remember that one time I went and played with you guys, and I cannot remember for the life of me who threw that pass, but. When I show up to hang out with, this is a natural thing for me, and it's like kind of a fault. I show up, and I'm trying to be me, trying to be the best I can be, because I don't know half these people. I'm just trying to be part of the group. That's all I ever do. And like, how do I fit in with these guys? Let me try and be a little athletic, quote unquote. So the next thing you know, I have my prescription. The heck is that brand with the alligator?
The alligator?
With the sunglasses. Crap. Anyway, it was a name. A big.
Were you taking PEDs on my frisbee field?
I don't know what that... I can't see. Okay, what do you want me to do?
Listen, all right. Listen, we're going to have to get the NFLPA involved and get you banned.
The CDC involved and every other branch involved.
That's right, yep.
We're going to get you
banned, bud. Anyway.
Anyway, I'm wearing my prescription sunglasses that my mother's an optician, so I get glasses, and I'm wearing them, and they're like my only pair, and they're not cheap, they're pretty expensive, but my dumb head decided to go and wear them on the field, and next thing you know, somebody throws a pass, and I legit Superman dive
to catch this thing. I saw that.
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep.
So I dive, right? I'm like, I'm airborne for a couple seconds.
You're parallel with the ground, this guy.
Dude, it was hilarious. But then when I land, I basically break my shoulder, and these temples both go and separate from my glasses. And
did you catch it? I don't remember if you caught it or not.
Dog, I caught it. I did you? Catch it.
Worth it. And that's it. That's the name of the game.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm walking home, and I'm like, because it's it's Sunday afternoon. I have to go to work in, like, I don't know, 10 hours, and I go to work the next day. I'm trying to put boxes in the truck. I'm like,
yeah, exactly. Oh. Yeah, you got the whole copper fit on and everything.
I did catch it, though.
There you go. No, you caught mistake. It. That's it. That's it. You got – Yep.
And I will be trying out for the team this year. So get ready for that.
There you go. We'll get you on a team. We got a tournament coming up in a few weeks. I'll look for a spot for you. All right.
Serious? That'd be great.
I'm dead serious. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're hoping it's going to go all right with like the whole Delta variant and all that going on. But
I know. Seriously, that thing's a pain.
It's ridiculous. I mean, you get vaccinated, which I didn't even want to do. And then they're like, oh, wait a minute. You got to wear a mask forever. And I'm like, oh, great. Thanks. Great.
That's what I was hoping for, actually.
Yeah, that's great. I loved wearing the mask. You know, it was great, you know, having fabrics go down my throat.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Work and stuff like that.
I got the
shot. It's my favorite.
I got the shot.
So I got vaccinated. So I didn't have to do that, but you know what? COVID's never going away. So that's how it is.
I ended up getting it a while ago, and it was like, I just did the one and done. I got that Johnson & Johnson or whatever.
That's what I got.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I hate needles. I hate them.
So did you get sick that night?
Okay. So when I got the shot, I was in serious pain. Like my arm was very, very much like sore for, I don't know, 3 or 4 days. And the next day, I was so weak. Like I couldn't really move that much, but I ended up powering through. I went to work, got the day done, and I came back home, and Lucas, it was like 10, 10:15, and I fell completely asleep.
Yep.
And I slept through till like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And I woke up, and I was like...
You're like...
What happened? Like, I just hibernated for the whole day.
Yeah. So, I had never gotten COVID.
Nope.
I mean, and I'm a frontline worker. I haven't gotten it. And I've been careful. I've worn the mask and stuff like that, like, the whole time. So, it's never been a problem. So, but then, my coworker was like, because we would talk during the truck and stuff, and we'd be like, oh, yeah, we're never getting the shot. And I was just like, yeah, I'm right there with you. Like, I don't know what's in there. I don't, you know, I ain't getting the shot. And then he up in one day was just like, I just decided to get the shot. And I was like, what made you change your mind? And he said, you know, he just wanted to go on with like living life and stuff like that. He didn't want to be wearing the mask forever. Didn't want to be quarantined forever because he's not vaccinated. Cause it's going to come to that point where like, if you're unvaccinated, you're not going to do anything.
It already has.
Right. It's already at that point. So
it's crazy.
So, yeah. So I was just like, okay, you made some good points. And I was like, where'd you get your shot? And he said, Rite Aid.
That's exactly what I did. I went to Rite Aid.
Yep. So I went to Rite Aid, but he got Moderna.
So he has to get number three.
So I wanted Moderna because I heard good things, and I didn't want Johnson & Johnson because that was the one that was causing like blood clots and all that stuff. So I was just like, okay. So I show up. And Johnson & Johnson is the only one available. They're all sold out of the Moderna. And I'm like, okay, great. Well, I'm here anyway. And I'm taking time off work to get the stupid shot. So I'm like, okay, I might as well just do it. And I did it. And that night I got 103-degree fever. I was just down. I was getting chills, and it was like 90 degrees outside. I was getting those chills and stuff. And I was out.
Yeah.
I was out. So that was really, really tough. But then, like you said, I had the pain in my arm for months, and it was just. So I don't want to do it again.
I always, you know, try to look at, you know, I care about the people around me. I'm trying to do the right thing and not compromise my ethics, but it's very, very difficult. But the one thing that pushed me over the cliff with this whole thing was I have a coworker who he has his own gym in his house. I work out with him.
Yep.
He's very close, like friend of mine. And he's in great shape. He's 56. You know, he's healthy. He works three jobs. He always has. He's a savage. And then, you know, he ended up getting COVID.
Oh, geez.
And he's still feeling like the effects, like he can't smell anything. It's hard for him to eat.
How long has it been since he's had it?
Maybe like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Well,
and I have a feeling that, you know, and again, nobody knows a thing. Everyone can claim that they know what this is. No one has a frigging clue what this is.
Nobody. Yeah. Which is why I was so reluctant when they rolled out the vaccine within 9 months of the outbreak. And I was just like, wait a minute. Like, this is kind of crazy. Because usually it takes years of human testing and all that. And it's like, you got a vaccine ready to go in 9 months. Like, that's a little sketch. But you know what? It's coming to that point. Right. But it's like, you know what? It's coming to the point where, like, if you're not vaccinated, you won't be able to live a normal life. Nope. And I'm like, you know what? I mean, I don't know if we'll be able to live a normal life anyway, because it's coming to, COVID's not going away. Like, even with everybody getting vaccinated, and trust me, there's a lot more people getting vaccinated every day than there are people staying unvaccinated. Like, even my dad didn't want to get vaccinated. Now he's getting vaccinated because he couldn't go to an Eagles concert in Boston the other night.
Yeah.
And he wants to go see them, but it's like, playing? Like, they're still playing, dude. They're still around. They just sold out the Garden the other night.
Oh my God. Darn,
but the thing is, you couldn't get in the building without either a negative COVID test or a proof of vaccination. So it's like, okay, what are you going
to
do?
Pretty much, so, you know, same for me. I'm going to Angels and Airwaves in Boston on October 20th or something like that.
Where are they playing?
House of Blues.
There you go. That's always a good venue.
And it's like, they haven't had any news of that whole thing, but it's like you said, it's getting to that point where you're going to have it no matter what.
Exactly. And you already took the one shot, so hopefully it just stays at the one shot because they're talking.
My friend Ross put it the best way to me. He said, I would rather have it and be wrong than not have it and die. So, I mean, it's like, and I agree with him because it's like he's always been straight up. He's my best friend. I've known him for 20 years. And so it's like, I would, like, I agree with that. You know, you, it's like, people have died much worse from much worse things, if that makes any sense. So, but, hey, enough talk. We're not talking about COVID anymore. This is ridiculous. Why are we talking about COVID? This is stupid.
Yeah, why are we talking about COVID?
Okay, let's throw that out the window.
Yeah, how about that? Everybody's talking about COVID. We don't need to talk about it. Anyway.
So what have you been doing? You said you're busy. What's happening?
I've been busy. Okay, so I don't know if this is the reason why you want to have the podcast or me on the podcast.
I was just thinking about you.
You were just thinking about me? Aw, thank you. But... Yeah, these past few weeks have been pretty crazy. One of the things that happened is I posted a video on TikTok just last week of me filling a LeBron James toy with milk.
I hate him.
Do you know the stretch? Like they're like a Stretch Armstrong LeBron James from the Space Jam movie, and I filled him with milk.
What?
And that got 12.5 million views on TikTok.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
I haven't even seen it yet. What the heck?
Because I thought that's the reason why you wanted me on. And I was like, no, I was waiting for you to bring it up, and I was
this
like,
is
you
news
got
to
bring
to
it
me.
Up. All right,
this is news to really? Me, brother. Right.
Dude, it's
I'll have to go check it out.
Well, it's right. I don't know if you can see that. Anyway,
yeah, kind of.
That's what happened. And the other one. The very next day, I filled them up with Sloppy Joe, like Sloppy Joe meat.
What the?
And that got 3.5 million views. And so the result of all this has been that LeBron James Jr. has blocked me on TikTok.
Why? Why would he do that? Okay, wait a minute. Okay.
I don't know.
Let me pause for a second. Let me just take a minute and watch this for a second. Okay, here's the 12 million.
Okay, just take a minute one.
This is the video that got 12 million views.
That's all I did. I filled them up with milk.
Oh my gosh.
You're like throwing up because of milk.
So he blocks you. Okay, what is the first... I can't even believe... This is hilarious. No, I literally was like... going through my phone the other day, and I was like, man, I haven't talked to Luke in forever. I should have him on the show. And I was like, perfect. Well, come on. This is all brand new to me. So this TikTok.
So this just happened last week.
He blocks you. What is your first thought?
So the reason, the way how I found out he blocked me was I uploaded that Sloppy Joe video. This is 24 hours after I uploaded the milk video of me filling his dad's toy with milk. Okay. And then I fill it up with Sloppy Joe and I try to tag him in the description and I can't. And I'm like, that's really weird. So I try looking him up and I can't. And then the comments are all like, Bronny blocked you, Bronny blocked you, Bronny blocked you. And I'm like, no
my God.
Way.
That
no
is
way.
Hysterical.
So somehow he saw it and blocked me. So there you go. LeBron James Jr. doesn't want
to. He was going to hate player.
Hey, that's it. So,
that is hysterical. Now, this is the first I'm hearing about it. Wow.
That's pretty much what's been going on the last week and a half.
Okay. So what is the aftermath of that? Are people hitting you up
the
about
aftermath
it or what?
The aftermath is that I got like 2 million likes from it. So I applied for the creators fund from TikTok so I could actually get money from it.
Sick.
And I haven't heard back. So, you know, that's just,
losers. Okay. Go check out my friend's TikTok, link in description. When I get over with this podcast, his channel from TikTok will be linked on the details of this podcast. Just
and don't forget to at TikTok to get me freaking, you know, incentivized.
That's right. So, that's exactly right.
I need that money.
Dude, I gotta make this point now that we're just talking about this. I do not have people on this show, and not that you thought this, like, I'm not saying you did, but
okay.
Excuse me, I just coughed up a hairball.
I loved it.
I do not have people on this show for any particular reason other than I just want to keep in contact.
There you go.
And also,
I miss you, dude.
I miss you too, bro.
I miss falling asleep on your couch at Romeo's party.
I miss you falling asleep on my toilet and I had to wake up and be like, yo, bro, are you okay?
So, all right. So, I feel like enough time has passed that No, listen. I feel like enough time has passed where I can talk about what happened that night because it's not what you think.
I didn't care. I was just making sure you were all right. I was like, oh, God.
So this is what happened that night. Okay.
Oh, paramedics.
So that house was filled with people I knew, okay? I knew everybody there.
Hard facts.
I knew everybody there. Okay, so
Was that Ethan's party? Did he put that whole thing together?
Ethan got it together, but it was Romeo's baptism party. So he got it together because Romeo had just gotten baptized like a week before. So everyone was over there for that. And like it was just people hanging out and stuff like that. Romeo didn't cut a cake. If people are wondering, Romeo didn't cut a cake that said happy baptism.
Is it his birthday?
Exactly. He didn't blow out any candles. But what happened was...
I gotta turn the AC back on. Keep talking.
Yeah. So what happened was I only had two drinks that night. So
yeah.
I only had two. That's it. So what happened was I was out on the toilet and I had just come back from work when I went to the party. I had just come back from work and I was using the bathroom. So what happened was I was standing up urinating on the toilet and I wasn't paying attention as to where I was urinating. So when I looked down to zip up my trousers, I realized I had peed down my whole leg. On my khaki Carhartts, which I don't know if you know this, if you pee on your khakis, it shows everything. Mm. So I saw that and I was like, I am in a little bit of a situation here. So at that point, I was kind of in flight or flight mode because everyone was outside and was trying to get into the bathroom, or a few people were in line to use the bathroom. So I was like, oh, crap, I'm in a situation here. So I looked
out
the window.
We have a problem.
Exactly. So I looked out the window, and it was probably 10 o'clock at night when this happened. So I looked out the window. I couldn't see how far the drop was from the bathroom window. So I was like, it could be 5 feet. It could be 10 feet. I could break an ankle, or I could land in some bushes. I'm not sure. So I was like, that's kind of ruled out as an option right now. Because
2 feet from the deck.
I didn't know. I had no idea. So I looked at the bathroom window, and all I saw was pitch black darkness. So I was like, I could fall into the void in a minute. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay. So how is the best possible way that I can play this off? Because there's a room full of people I know outside. And if I walk out and I pissed all over myself.
I pee all over my shorts, so I don't know what to do.
I peed all over my trousers, and I'm like, you know what? Hey, man, you know,
play
let's show business, baby.
But so, I walked in there and I was like, because I saw you sleeping, and I was like, oh no.
So this is
a problem.
When you open the door, because I had unlocked the door. I had opened
there
the door.
No lock in that door.
I don't know if you remember, but my legs were crossed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My legs were crossed. That. So I was hiding the urination. And then when I guess the light switched nearby because I remember flipping off the lights and then just running out of the room.
Yep.
And exactly. Running upstairs, and you led me up to a room where I could chill because I was like
he either must be tired or, you know, he's not feeling well. I'm like,
yeah.
All right, let's just get him away from this situation because that room up there was the safe. Okay.
Yeah. So
believe me.
So when you led me up those stairs, like I booked it out of that room, and you're like, Lucas, hang out over here. So I sat in that room and I was perfectly sober. I only had two drinks. So I just sat on your couch until my pants dried. That's which so took about like 45 minutes to an hour because they were I had
drenched
peed all down my leg. But listen, enough time has passed that I feel I can tell the story. And then, like, as soon as they dried, I was like, okay, I'm out of here.
Perfect.
I saw my brother. I was like, Zach, let's get out of here. And he was like, okay, sweet. So now we went.
The funniest thing about that house, okay, every party, for as long mm-hmm. as I lived there, which was like 6 years, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I always was like, okay, this is my grandmother's house. I got to respect it without fail. Something mm-hmm. broke at least two or three times every party. Frame fell. The last party I had, bro, a huge mirror like the size of this painting that's on my right falls.
Oh, boy.
My grandmother was dead by then, but
but
the mirror just falls and completely shatters, along with, like, a candle that had glass around it for some reason.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, this is a catch-22. Of course, this had to happen this way. Like, this is the last party. Yep. Everything's breaking. Tremendous. I had a feeling. Like, that. Yep. Three items broke that night. Not only the mirror and the candle thing, but my friend Corey.
That night?
That night.
That same night.
Not the night you were there. This is the last party I ever had.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
And my friend Corey... He had my Rustic Brewing Company glass, which is a friend of mm-hmm. mine's company over in Indian
Orchard.
Is that
Corey Reynolds?
Yeah, Corey Reynolds, yeah.
I love that guy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you remember, but we played video games earlier last year, and he came on. And he was talking about his kids or something. He was talking about some dumb thing his kid done or something like that. And I was like, oh, okay. This guy looks like he's younger than me, but he's got like two kids. All right.
Bro, he's got seven. He's got seven children now.
No way.
Yep.
How old is he?
32.
He looks like he's like
12.
21. Like I saw this guy on over Zoom, and I was like, this guy's got to be like younger than me. And then he's a kid's running around in the background. I was like, what is going on?
I love him. I love
seven
him.
Kids.
I've been friends with him forever. I mean, it's so
blessed
weird.
Soul.
It's so weird how. Like, because him and I actually started Soda together.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, 9, 10 years ago. So.
God have mercy on his soul. Seven kids.
I'm hoping so. No.
gave my parents so much gray hair, just us four. But yeah. Seven. Oh
so,
my
anyway,
God.
He had a glass that was like. It's like this shape. Like, it was the same.
Yeah.
It's a beer glass. And he has it, and everyone's playing beer pong in, like, the office room. And he just slips and drops the whole thing, and it shatters. I'm like, naturally. But that was
like,
just
thanks, that wasn't a precious family heirloom or anything?
Nope, it's fine. Everything else is breaking. Cool. Great. Yeah, no problem. I'll tell you what I am looking forward to is when this thing is, like, really done, I have some plans in the works for some big parties. So
love it.
Stay tuned.
Can't wait.
Okay, we'll get this thing back together.
We'll get this thing rolling, and we'll have the flat parties going back together.
Dude, we had some fun, didn't we? Oh,
dude, Cards Against Humanity in that dining room. So listen, your grandmother's house, if you put an antique shop sign out there, like, people will be lining up because that place is full of, like,
bro,
antique stuff. And
we did.
Like, all these, like, pictures of, like, you know, like, crosses on the ceiling or whatever. We got... And we're playing Cards Against Humanity.
Great.
You know,
perfect. They didn't even go to church, so that's kind of funny.
I vaguely remember that dining room. That was the one time I was in that dining room. The rest of the time I was in your bathroom, okay?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I spent 90% of the time in that house in the bathroom.
It's a nice bathroom.
It is a nice bathroom. And the other 10% I spent on the couch trying to wait for my pants to dry. Anyway.
So. You know what's funny about that, though, is legit months and months of just hoeing out all those things that were piled up. Like, you know,
when you were moving?
Oh, yeah. You couldn't even get on the porch.
Really?
It took months. Like, in the attic, we did all that by ourselves,
mm-hmm.
got all that crap out of there, and I was like, thank God it's over. Like, this is, it was a nightmare.
I bet.
But there was just so much stuff. They just collected things because you think, know, it could be worth something someday. You know, it could be this, could be that. But my grandfather was a salesman, and so he just kept all that stuff, especially like, in the original packaging, because the, you know, but they never touched any of it.
Right, right, yeah.
So hey, don't be hoarders, America.
Yeah, unless you're hoarding, like, Star Wars toys from the 70s and they're still in the package. I mean, don't be a hoarder.
And you know what? I got a buddy with a shed full.
Listen, he might be a multimillionaire and doesn't know it. Because if they're still in the package and he hasn't touched them in 40 years.
Unopened. Listen.
Unopened?
Unopened.
Oh, okay, so he is a multimillionaire and he just doesn't realize it. That's it?
That's it?
Yeah. Well, while we're on this Star Wars subject, have you seen the new Spider-Man trailer?
I almost cried. It took me back, bro. Like, because, I mean, you were around for the original Spider-Man.
Of course, yeah. Those were the best Spider-Man movies. I mean, they were so corny.
It was it. But you didn't have anything else.
Back then, that's what superhero movies, like, based on comic book movies, that's what they were.
Yeah.
Just corny, because that's what the comic books were. Like, you read any comic book, and it's all corny. All corny dialogue. It's just, it felt like watching a comic book.
That's what it did. But it's exactly what it did.
That's what it was. So, the thing that stresses me out about this movie that's coming up.
Okay.
And it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Yep.
But I agree. Part of me feels like it's going to be a little bit disappointing because people are getting their hopes up for, like, Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and stuff like that. Mm. But they haven't – there's no indication of that anywhere. There's no indication of that except for Alfred Molina being there as Doc Ock and Green Goblin's coming back and Jamie Foxx and Sandman. Willem Dafoe, that's right.
Now, okay, let me ask you a question about Sandman.
Okay.
Is it actually going to be Thomas Hayden Church, or is it just going to be the actual Sandman?
I don't think anybody's been, like, casted for that, because Willem Dafoe hasn't been confirmed for Green Goblin either.
Really?
He's not in the official cast. I've looked for him.
Well,
he's not there.
They did just find some leaked pictures of him and Jamie Foxx together, who was in The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
And these are all recent. So I'm just assuming because they've already had, like, the trailer and you hear his laugh and all that, and I'm just like, they're going to do this correctly, they probably should bring in those other guys. That's what my thinking is personally as a fan.
And then you have the guy who was just like, be careful what you wish for, Parker. It sounded like James Franco. But not quite. It sounded like James Franco to me. So I was like,
okay. I thought it was Dr. Strange, to be honest.
Oh, it sounded like James Franco. Big time. Maybe.
That would be cool.
It sounded just like him. I mean, a little bit off, but I was like, but, you know, he's also 15 years older, so, you know.
Yeah, seriously.
Why not?
Is he allowed to do movies anymore, or are they blackballing him?
You know what? Now that you bring, I totally forgot about that. I totally feel like he might be. Yeah, he might be out. He might be on Disney's crap list right now. I don't know.
Oof.
The blacklist of Disney. What the? Anyway, so
yeah.
Oh, where was I? So yeah, there's that whole thing where, like, everybody's coming up with all these theories and stuff like that.
Right.
And I remember they did all this for The Rise of Skywalker. Like, all these fans, they came up with all these theories and they figured out the whole plot of the movie, and then it turned out to be just a wet fart.
A flop.
So I'm worried. So because I went through all that, together, and I was like, think? What was that?
You worried they're gonna cram everything together?
That's one thing I'm worried about, is because The Rise of Skywalker was just, it was so fast. It was 2.5 hours of just nonstop information thrown at you, and you don't have any time to process it, and it's just go, and it turns out so I'm worried that might happen again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who's directing, so I can't pass judgment. I don't know who's in charge over there.
It's Justin Lin from Fast and Furious.
Don't even get me started.
Talking about that train wreck.
Anyway, Yeah. I'm hopeful because I'm such a big fan of Spider-Man. Spider-Man, I've been a big fan of Spider-Man my whole life, pretty much.
Yeah.
And I'm very hopeful that it turns out to be really, really good and a good finale to the Spider-Man trilogy. I don't know if they're planning on doing a fourth one, but if it's a good finale,
Depends on how many movies that he's under contract for.
I think this is his last movie under contract, but he said he was open to do more. More like Avengers movies.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange is going to be like the whole like mentor guy for the rest of the Phase 4 MCU.
Is that what phase we're in right now is for?
Phase 4. Okay. So Endgame was the last one of Phase 3.
Right.
And I think Spider-Man Far From Home was the first one of Phase 4. I think.
Gotcha.
I could be wrong. But
because that was the first one that came out after everything was done.
After Endgame.
Right.
Which, I mean, that's another thing is that you see all these pictures and all these leaked photos of people that are on set and stuff like that. And it's like, I want to hold up. I don't even want to look at that stuff because I want the theater experience.
Yeah.
Of what happens just there. Because one of my all-time favorite memories is being in the theater for Endgame.
Yeah.
And just when, you know, Doctor Strange brought everyone on the battlefield and how crazy that theater was. That was the best all-time theater experience I've ever had in my life. It'll never be topped, but it was, everyone was on their feet. I've never seen everybody in the theater on their feet. Like, you see people on their feet at concerts, football stadium. Never in the movie theater, and everyone was on their feet, and it was an all time movie experience. I will never forget it. I want it to happen again so bad, but it probably won't. But this movie has potential. I hope it happens.
So I saw Endgame the night it came out, and I was with James.
Yep.
Do you know James at all? James Gibo, my boy. He's from Orange. He's big guy.
Is he dating Tavy Byers?
No, he's not dating anyone.
Because there's a guy that I met just a couple weeks ago. His name is James, and he was dating her. And there was another guy with him with blonde hair. I forget his name. But these guys, they're from Keene, okay? And I asked them, oh, so you're from Keene. You must know Sam Clapp. And they were like, oh, no.
What?
Yeah, yeah. There's this kid with, like, he's, like, 6 feet tall. He's got blonde hair, is a big guy.
We'll talk off the air. Anyway, so I'm in the theater. I was thrilled and disappointed on the same night. The movie was tremendous. I loved it. Great. Yeah. No problem.
Great movie.
That you just said. Everyone stands up and applauds, you know, the whole nine, because it was fantastic.
It was the first time
I ever tried Taco Bell that night.
Oh boy!
Never had it, ever.
You kidding?
I never touched it because I thought it was.
Did gross. You get the nacho fries?
I got the grab bag, whatever like the full family meal thing was. I was like, just get one of those.
Were there nacho fries in there?
Dog, it was dog water. Dog water. I will never go through another drive-thru with a Taco Bell sign on again. You know it's bad. You know it's horrible when it's only Taco Bell and not KFC. You already lost me there. You already lost.
Listen, KFC isn't all what it's hyped up to be.
It's better than Taco Bell.
Fair. But listen.
Come on.
Taco Bell has nacho fries and KFC does not.
I don't care. Okay. I don't care if Jesus walks in there, okay? I'm not going through that. There's no reason.
You don't care if Jesus Christ is behind the counter.
No.
Like, what? Welcome to Taco Bell. What can I get you?
No. No. Yeah. Never. So
anyway.
To detract from food.
Yes.
People forget this one basic fact. Everyone thinks that Robert Downey Jr. started this whole MC universe thing. Mm-hmm. That is not the case.
Oh, no.
Spider-Man was first. Like him or hate him, he was first. And that holds, it's like, it's become a meme, and it's held in people's hearts as some of the first big superhero movies in their life. You know, besides you, all you ever had was Batman before that. You know?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And those movies are even cheesier than thinking Spider-Man. But that's what superhero movies were before then. They were just, you know, they were just copying what was off the comic books.
Right.
That's all it was. Yeah. It wasn't anything special. It wasn't. People expect so much from superhero movies now.
I know.
They expect, and I blame the MCU for that, because
they just top it every time.
They just keep topping themselves. Exactly. Like you said, they keep one-upping themselves every time. And it's like, you know what? No. Keep it campy. Keep it corny.
Give it a break.
And just pack it with action all the way, because that's what people come. That's all they want to see.
It's a comic book. That's all they want to see. The experience. You know, it's like, it's not a Scorsese film. It's not a Tarantino film. Okay.
Yep.
It's yep. a whole different level. You know, it's not the same. But I will mm-hmm. say, I am very, very excited to see this movie, because it's like, it brings me back to my old days of watching those Spider-Man movies and growing up with that kind of technology and just how cool it was back then. Like, especially when Spider-Man 2 came out. Like, Spider-Man 1 was kind of, it was cool, but it was a little cheesy. But you're cool with that because it's a superhero yeah. movie. But Spider-Man yep. 2, the acting was better because you had Alfred, whatever his last
Molina.
Name is. Yes.
Molina.
Who's a theater actor in general. So he's mm-hmm. already well-versed in how to be that sort of character actor. And he yep. crushed it. That's why he's back.
That's it. That's it. You know, you can't... How are you going to... I mean, I don't know.
Plus, I love this.
I'm so excited.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
I actually like this CGI crap. I think that they should keep doing it. You know, it's like not overdone, but like the fact that mm-hmm. you're seeing Luke Skywalker in TV shows again. The fact,
oh, yeah.
And like, you know, Alfred Molina is back as Doc Ock. It's cool.
Next year is going to be so crazy for Star Wars fans, because you have Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Ahsoka.
You have the Book of Boba Fett, which is coming out this winter, but it's gonna carry over in next year. You're gonna have Ahsoka
in December.
You're gonna have Ahsoka coming out soon, which is gonna bring Grand Admiral Thrawn back and all that, and possibly like for Rebels fans and stuff like that. They like Ezra. Gosh, I didn't like Rebels. I watched Rebels. I couldn't take it.
It's difficult. It's a whole different.
It's all kiddie crap. It's everything that people complained about for Clone Wars in the first couple seasons, and they basically extended it for like another 4 or 5 seasons.
Did you enjoy Clone Wars?
I love Clone Wars. I grew up with Clone Wars. I love Clone Wars.
Yeah.
I loved the final 4 episodes of the
season 7.
I loved the final 4. It felt like a movie.
It just bridges the gaps.
It was a movie. So I didn't like the Bad Batch.
You didn't care for the Bad Batch, really? No.
Mm-mm.
How come?
No. So episode 1 got me so excited because it was an hour and a half long episode.
Right.
And it was very like go 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 go. It was all Order 66. It was all like them transitioning from Republic to Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And then they didn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
It was all side quest.
Yeah.
Filler episode. And then they were hyping up the big finale. Like, you heard all these rumors about how like people were like, how the composers were like crying, composing the score for the final episode. And it was nothing.
Spoilers if you haven't watched it.
It was nothing. Yeah, spoiler alert. It was nothing. I was very disappointed.
Yeah.
Very disappointed.
The one thing I did like about the show are two things. I enjoyed that Order 66 thing where they kind of went from the grip and started. But
yep.
I also liked how they took it back to Kamino and sort of,
that's
you
it.
Know, they showed what happened after the war and all this other stuff. But yeah, I agree.
So you're a fan of the Clone Wars too.
Yeah, sure. I love all that stuff. Yeah.
Okay, because I haven't discussed this with a fan who has seen both Clone Wars and Bad Batch, because a lot of people haven't seen Bad Batch yet.
Right.
And I have. So you've seen the whole show, right?
Yes.
A Bad Batch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So So you understand what I'm saying? That it was hyped up so much.
It was.
And then
It was very hyped up.
It was nothing. All right. So spoiler alert, if you haven't seen The Bad Batch, turn off the podcast. But
right
now, it was basically them running around underground for an hour arguing with each other. And that was the finale. They were arguing. And I'm like, what the hell was that?
It's true. It's like, yeah. Really?
It's like the final episode of season 7 was a finale.
It was baller.
That was a finale.
Baller.
That
I
was
that stuff.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, yeah, that's how I feel about the Bad Batch, but I'm excited for
Go ahead. You're excited for
No, me. I was just saying I'm just excited for future Star Wars next year, but anyway.
So I was around for the original 2D series, like the Clone
yes.
Wars. On
yes.
Cartoon Network.
The one
I
that
watched
came in
it.
The cereal box.
Oh, please.
It came in the cereal box. It was so good.
So here's a story, a local story. Somebody in my school ended up winning the contest to draw a character and have it appear in the television show when it aired. And I watched it.
In the 2D or the 3D?
In the 2D. It
That's
was insane.
Awesome.
Like, I can't remember the kid's name off the top of my head, but I'd have to go back in my yearbook, but it's insane.
Do you know what character?
He looked like a wolf with a green lightsaber. I can't remember.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
I don't know his name. I don't think they ever released his name, but...
I know exactly the character you're talking about.
Yeah.
It was in the episode where they... Not the episode, but it was in the segment where they were facing against General Grievous on... I believe the planet was called Hippori or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And they were all cornered in the spaceship that was in the crashed spaceship. And General Grievous was picking them off one by one. And he was one of the first ones to die.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
he...
I believe you're right. I'd have to go back. But I mean, like... People forget how good that series actually really was. It was so cool, man.
It was 2.5 hours of just... I mean, because back then, that's all we... We didn't get as much Star Wars content back then as we
Right,
as we
that's
did
what
now.
I'm saying. So it's like when something like that premiere, because I watched it premiere, both volumes. And mm-hmm. I stayed up late. This was when it was on Toonami. Okay? If anyone knows what Toonami is, this is going back, dude. Cartoon Network was Cartoon Network back then.
I barely remember that.
Yeah.
Barely.
It was savage.
And that's like Nick at Night.
I know. I know. You're waiting and you're anticipating. And when that series mm-hmm. came out, it was like, yeah, this
yep,
is a win.
Exactly. It was back great. Then, all we had was the movies.
That's it.
That's all we got. All we had.
Yeah. And yeah. It's like 2000. Episode 7 wasn't even thought of at that point. It's like as far as making it a full-length feature film. George Lucas has already had the scripts for those. And I've read the scripts. But they never
yeah.
did
oh,
anything
yeah.
with them. They just did their own thing.
I mean, all the love to the TV shows and all that are out now, mm-hmm. but I wish he kept Lucasfilm and just made those final three episodes.
Oh, man, that would have been perfect.
Because, well, he said before that like the first six, that was a whole story. It was the Anakin Skywalker, Darth Vader, just full circle. If he made those final three episodes just to show where it was going, I would be happy with it.
It's hard to, you know, because he retired, so it's hard
right.
to top. It's hard to top the person who started it from the beginning. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Granted, but if you don't look at the blueprints and you try to build a house. It's not going to
yes.
end up like what it
What I think
like.
It boils down to is that the people who were in charge for the final three episodes weren't fans. They weren't fans of the show. They were, I mean, the movies.
Yeah.
Like, they wanted those Star Wars toy dollars and all that. They wanted to sell Lego Star Wars and all that.
Facts.
They weren't all for,
story. They weren't for the story.
Yeah, that's it. And that frustrates me as a fan, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, those three movies exist, and I can't really ignore them.
As much as
I want to. But you know what does excite me? Now, you have Star Wars, and now we have our own Star Wars in my own hometown. That freaking excites me.
What are you talking about?
Beyond all belief. So let me explain. So yesterday, I was on my way to the Frisbee game in Merrimack. So I was taking a route that I haven't taken, because this is the first time we played Frisbee in Merrimack in months. So I hadn't taken this route to get to Merrimack in a long, long time.
Yeah.
And we have an Air Force base in New Boston. And we've had it here for decades and stuff like that, long before I ever moved here.
Yeah.
We have this Air Force base here. It's off a side road. It's over near Bedford. So I was driving by it, and I noticed something about the sign. And it said U.S. Space Force, New Boston Space Force.
Oh, I saw that TikTok. I saw that one.
And I
died.
Lost my mind. I turned around. When I took that video, I turned around to look at that. And I just sat in front of it for maybe 10, 15 minutes and just looked at it with just smiling ear to ear, because we got the freaking Space Force in my hometown.
That's cool.
How cool is that?
That's amazing.
And I texted my dad right away. I was just like, the Space Force is new boss. And he was like, I saw that. And I was like, ah!
That stuff was so cool, man. I remember Star Wars had a exhibit at the Boston Museum of Science one year, and my grandfather took me. And I saw all the original outfits and cases, and like there was a little performance or whatever.
The original props and all that.
I still have the t-shirt from when I went.
There you go.
I have the dig, but I know I got it. But it was just like... Mm-hmm. How crazy is it that was there right after episode 3, I think. It was somewhere in between. And I saw that, and then all those 3 movies came out after that. I was just like, wow.
Yep.
Now, let me ask you a question, since you're a fan.
Mm-hmm.
What's your opinion of Rogue One?
It's conflicted. Because I like what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
It was a very entertaining movie. I hate every character in that movie.
Really?
I hate them all. I'm glad they all died. I was very happy to see them all die.
RIP?
They all died, and I was thrilled to see it. And that's how I feel as a fan. I love the story. I love the action. It was boom, 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 boom. It was everything I wish all the sequel movies were, but I hated the characters, and I loved that final scene with Vader in the hallway. Like,
that made the movie.
That's an all-timer.
That made the movie. It was so cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We are such fans of Star Wars in this house that my dad, he grew up with the original Star Wars.
Right.
Like, because he was just a little kid when 1977 Star Wars came out.
Right.
And he had all the original toys and stuff like that. And he was such a big fan of Star Wars that he named me after Luke Skywalker.
Seriously, that's where it comes from?
That's why I'm Luke. Yep.
That's cool.
That's serious.
Man. That's cool.
Yep. Yeah, so that's my namesake right there. When I saw it in Mandalorian Season 2, when he's coming down the hallway, I was like, that's my namesake right there. That's my one.
Dude, like... It was so funny to watch all these kids who, like, all buddies that are younger than me, like, and younger than you and I, watch it and be like, oh, it has to be Ahsoka. It has to be. You're like, are you stupid?
It's what I would be like. You know who rides an X-Wing?
Nobody else but Luke. That's for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, when did you see anyone else in an X-Wing besides him that was a main character around that time? Think about the science and math people for once.
Exactly. Just use your brain. Use your smart brain, please. Yeah.
But you know, they're making a series out of him now.
No. No way. Who are they going to... All right. So
here's the rumor. The rumor is... The Winter Soldier.
This is the first I'm hearing about it, by the way.
The rumor is the Winter Soldier. They're going to hire Sebastian Stan.
Sebastian Stan?
Yeah.
That's what everybody's been saying, because they look so much alike.
That's the rumor.
Him and pre-accident Mark Hamill.
Pre-accident?
Dude, he got so much plastic surgery after that accident.
Yeah.
Like, you look from first Star Wars to Empire Strikes Back, and he looks... So much different.
Yeah.
like ridiculous. So it's, yeah, it's not even comparable because he had so much plastic surgery from that accident.
I would be happy to see them do that kind of a series because you know what? It's like Luke is an original character. I don't think, and in my opinion, this is just my opinion of the new movies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he got enough FaceTime in.
No.
I think they could have spent more time talking about his story, but if they're going to try to sort of, if Favreau and, you know, whoever is in charge is going to tell his story, right, John Filoni, if they're going to tell his story, that would be something that I know a lot of people would be interested in, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if you've heard this fan theory, but they're talking about how in Star Wars Rebels there was an episode where Ezra pulled Ahsoka out from a battle with Darth Vader where she was going to die. She was losing the battle and she was going to die against Vader.
And he pulled her through like the time warp.
Exactly. And it opened up the Star Wars multiverse, pretty much.
Seriously, and that's exactly what I thought too.
and exactly, that's exactly what happened. So it opens up the Star Wars multiverse, and what you have is the final three movies turn out to be the reality where did I just raise my hand? I don't know. Zoom is doing
it
a
just
thing.
Popped up
anyway,
and said, Lucas,
I saw that. I saw that. Zoom is doing a thing. Anyway, I like to talk with my hands a lot. I'll keep my hands crossed. Anyway.
Does it do that? Is that an update if you raise your hand?
Is it?
No.
No, it's not. It's not. I think it's just glitching. Anyway.
We're stupid. Don't bother us.
Forget Zoom. Zoom is doing its own thing. Right. Anyway, there is a fan theory that is talking about how that... So the final three movies, when Ezra pulled Ahsoka out, Ahsoka died in that battle with Vader. And as a result, those final three movies are of the timeline where Ahsoka is dead. And that's it. So Ahsoka wasn't there to tell the Mandalorian to bring Baby Yoda to Tython and all that.
To make the Force connection.
That's it, because seriously, basically, so where they're making that connection is where, in that episode where they were back on the planet where he would get his contracts, there was like a Snoke clone in the cloning facility on that planet, and they had like the music of his throne room
Such
and all that.
Useless
playing.
Character. Whoever thought that up should be shot and hung. God.
Listen, you got to trust the process because this is them erasing everything that happened with the final three movies. So I'm hopeful that this is the direction that they're actually going in.
Redo.
They're going to redo it all. Exactly. They're going to pull a J.J. Abrams on the Star Trek and all that.
Right.
And all that. Create a new timeline. So they're gonna create a new timeline because what happens is that the Empire gets Grogu, and they create Snoke from his blood, and that's how Snoke exists.
That would be a cool thing. I'd be okay with that.
So that's the direction that they go in the three movies, the next three movies. But since Ahsoka is alive, Ahsoka tells the Mandalorian to bring Tython, and then the Mandalorian saves him and gives him the Luke. So now he's a Jedi. Now Grogu's a Jedi.
It's gonna
He never falls to the Empire.
The thing that I'm looking forward to is if they do this Luke series, I would like to see how many of them survive that sort of reign of terror. Because if you look at episode 8, he says most of them were slaughtered, but some escaped. So it would be interesting to see who actually survived. You know what I'm saying?
That would be such a wet fart. To just say, yeah, Grogu died.
I know, right? I know. He's such a huge character right now.
He is a huge character. He's like one of the biggest characters in Star Wars right now. So,
and we still don't know what alien he is.
Yoda's species is all that. I've tried looking it up. It's Yoda's species. That's all they say.
Right.
So he's a baby Yoda still. So, and they are so force sensitive that you can just say, okay, So he's force sensitive. He's not just gonna die to Ben Solo.
No, no, this kid.
Ben Solo is gonna kill Grogu. No way. Grogu's just gonna force choke him.
Seriously,
he's more force attuned.
Look at his age. When he's supposed to be a baby, he is messing these people up. Sitting there and just raising his hand.
Yeah.
He's like, okay.
Anakin didn't do that.
Perfect.
The Chosen One didn't do that.
Nope.
So, yeah.
He's too OP. He's too OP. I'm sorry.
That's it. So, I don't believe that for a second. Anyway.
Let me ask you one more question about, just kind of wrap up the Star Wars thing.
Okay.
Mace Windu.
No. No.
What do you say?
No. Let him be dead. Let him be dead.
I know. I understand. But let me just finish. You have to think, okay?
Yeah.
Who in Star Wars has died from falling? Who? Who? What Jedi? What Sith Lord has fallen and died? Literally no one. Literally no one. Literally no one. Get it together, people. I'm not having this conversation again.
Can we let one character die in Star Wars? Can we let someone just die on screen and be dead? For God's sakes.
I agree.
Please.
Capped.
We need someone to die and stay dead. That's what needs to happen.
That's why they kill off the useless characters.
If I see Mace Windu, I'm going to flip out.
Throw up in my mouth.
I'm going to throw up in my mouth.
Uncontrollably.
Because
basically
what that's saying is that, okay, you can die in Star Wars, but you're never gone.
Okay, I have to tell you something.
Ooh, excuse me. Anyway.
So, George Lucas confirmed that he's not dead.
Why?
Because he got asked the question.
Why? Then why?
They asked him. They asked him the question, and that's what he said.
Why did you?
But again, this is all hearsay, and
this is all
whether
hearsay.
They do anything with this information is irrelevant until we know what we know. They could just be like bypassing, whatever.
Dude, if they bring him back. Oh no! I will have mean things to say. This is not. No.
I would watch it 100%. I would. Just
no.
Because.
Is this because they need racial representation in Star Wars?
Dude,
they already have Finn.
He's gonna be all bionic, and then they'll link him to Cyborg in Justice League.
Dude, I actually. It's so funny you bring that up because I. Entertain that thought for a minute about how they would try to combine the MCU with Star Wars.
Oh, no. No.
I entertained that for maybe 30 minutes, and I was like, this is so stupid. Why am I even thinking about this now?
No.
Can we just let them be separate but equal?
Yeah, really?
Like church and state. Like church and state, separate but equal.
I gotta say, I would definitely go watch it.
But listen, I will entertain the Mace Windu living because of the fan films that are coming out. Like, I don't know if you've watched Star Wars Theory or anything like that, but he makes very good fan films. Like, he made a good one about Vader, and he's making a Vader episode 2 where it's Mace Windu lives and all that. And all it is a fan film, but I'll entertain that.
Did you see the one with Ray Park?
What was that?
Did you see the one with Ray Park?
No.
I
love Ray Park.
Oh, dude, he's a savage. The guy's a savage. He's so athletic. And if they bring him back for the Obi-Wan series, I would die. But that's a whole nother discussion. That's a whole nother. We could talk about this for hours.
We could. We really could. I really wish in Rebels they had that where Darth Maul died to Obi-Wan and all that.
Right.
Which I wish they saved that for the Obi-Wan series. I see that scene and I'm like, this is wasted on Rebels.
I agree.
Because Maul is such a huge character in Star Wars and they killed him off in that series. And I'm like, that is such a waste.
Yeah.
It's such a waste.
I agree. I agree. I mean, like I said, I'm looking forward to those series coming out. The Ahsoka series, I'm really looking forward to. You know, I know it's only going to be 10 episodes or whatever, but it's like, if they do what they did with The Mandalorian, then I'd be satisfied.
Yeah.
But to switch it from Star Wars, let me ask you some questions about, like, the TikTok algorithm and stuff like that. Do you know anything about it? Like, do you know what makes it? Like, if you're a consumer and you're doing that type of stuff, what makes you look at a video? Like, just like your sheer interest, or because it pops up all the time?
It's anything that comes up on the For You page. So you have who you're following on one page, and then on the very next page is your For You page, and that's all where it is. Like the famous pages, what's trending. It's like your Instagram suggestions. That's where it all comes down, and you just keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and that's where you get most of your views. If you're like a TikToker, quote unquote, that's where you get most of your views, the For You page. And I've looked it up because you can see the analytics on that post where I had the Lil Milk James video, and 95% was the For You page.
Wow.
Which is that first page you see. You just scroll through, like, people who just nonchalantly scroll through, and that's what they see.
Because I never got into TikTok or whatever. I recently downloaded it, like, I don't even know, 6 months ago or something like that. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I am by no means...
I'll give you
means...
a follow and a shout out. I got 32,000 followers. I'll push them all to you.
Yay. I actually did create one, and I actually did put some videos up. I don't know why, but I did. I'm not this person that looks for new trends or tries to be relevant. I just like doing what I do. And
that's it.
I like the old stuff, you know, like I come from the generation of like what's called a new tone.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't know what a new tone is, this was before portable DVD players. This was like a little box, okay, with you could put like a GameCube CD in there and watch black and white episodes of SpongeBob from Nickelodeon. It had like two episodes on one disc, and
I vaguely know what you're talking about.
And it's
you're a little before my time, but I vaguely know what you're talking about.
So it's like, you know, I love all that old stuff and to like revisit it, but
yeah,
you know, to try to keep up with everything these days is freaking impossible.
So what happened with that Lil Milk James video, which is what I call it, the Lil Milk James video.
Lil Milk.
Lil Milk. So I saw a video. Lil Milk. That's right. I am French. That's right. Anyway, I saw someone else posting a video of that, and I was like, I wonder if I can find one of those toys at Walmart. And I went to the Walmart in Amherst, New Hampshire, and I found it. I found that toy, and it was the last one. And I bought it. And so right when I got home, I tried filling that thing up with like the hose. And I was like, I'm not doing anything different. So I was like, what if I filled it up with milk? So I took a gallon jug of milk and just, I zip tied his butthole to the top of the milk jug. And I slowly like rolled it up until all the milk was in there, and then I just tightened the zip tie, and that's when I made the video, was when the whole gallon milk jug was inside LeBron James, and then that's hilarious. Just posted it. I didn't expect anything. I didn't expect it to blow up as much as it had, but it blew up, and I was like, oh, okay.
Wow.
So that's how it happened.
That's wild, bro. I'm so glad I called you. I'm so glad that I'm hearing this for the first time on the show.
There you go. I'll post the link to the podcast on the,
oh, that
the,
would mean the a
story
lot.
And everything. And,
yeah, dude, it's, you know what it is? I love, because I say this a lot all the time. When the pandemic hit, it was like, I wasn't really playing with the band. You know, things were fizzling, and I needed a project, and I needed something to do. It's like, I'm not a person who just sits there, okay? I go
right.
out. I still was working. I never stopped working, but it's like...
Do you have ADHD like me?
I don't know. That's a good question. If I went to the doctor, I'd probably figure that out.
Probably. Probably very quickly.
Barely. They kick me out most of the time. Like, can you shut there up you and go. Get out the door? So
that's it.
No, but I like doing it. I never expected, you know, Joe Rogan never expected to be as big as he is right now. He just liked having conversations with his friends, and eventually it turned into like, okay, people are watching you.
That's it.
You never know. You just never know.
Podcasts are always the next big thing. Like that, like everyone's, I mean, I see 10 different podcasts every single day on the podcast channel on Apple, like that I've never seen before. And it's everyone keeps like, there's always something new. And right. like, I mean, that's all you're doing. You're just talking with your friends, and that's pretty cool. That's all.
And it's random. It's all random too. Like, cause I've had Beer Pages. I've had Founders Brewing Company on here. I've had Mike that owns SJC Drums.
Yep.
You know, it's Minnie Joe, who was in Parks and Rec. You know, it's like,
oh, really?
Oh yeah, dog. She's great. I talk to her. There you go. I talk to her like, I don't know, probably a couple times a month. She's super cool.
Really?
She plays April's sister in the show.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So, I mean,
nice.
It's like, I never in a million years would have thought that this thing turned into what it's turned into. And I'm not saying like it's huge, because I don't even care if it's huge. I just like doing it.
Just keep it up. Just keep, like you texted me the other day, you want to be on the podcast? And I was just like, yeah, that's it. Like, just keep texting new people, and all it takes is that one episode that like just grabs people's attention, and it's going to turn into something that you never would have thought it would be.
I'm hoping that this one's one of them, man. I love that I was thinking about you, and I love that you came on and chit-chatting with me, and you know, it's always a pleasure to see you.
I've had a lot of fun the last hour and 15 minutes. This has been pretty fun. So
I appreciate it. We're going to wrap this thing up. This has been a Why Are You Laughing podcast. Go check out my friend. What's your TikTok handle thingy?
It's Luke Dill. So it's just my first name and my last name. L-U-K-E-D-O-B-E. That's it.
So you can go check him out on TikTok, and anything else you got?
That's pretty much it. It's all Luke Dill.
That's the entertainment. That's the entertainment.
That's
portion.
The brand. That's the brand. It's Luke Dill Productions. Yeah, that's
And I don't have any dates right now except for September 5th, which is coming up this upcoming Sunday. It's a private show, so I can't invite anybody. But I will let you guys know on a little secret. It will be filmed, and it will be up on my YouTube. So look out for that. I will put links in description, obviously, and let you guys know what's happening. But thank you guys for tuning in, obviously. And this has been Why Are You Laughing podcast. We are clear.